light Lipton tea.
Lipton tea and Lipton soup present Arthur Godfrey and his talent scouts.
Here comes Arthur Godfrey, your talent scout MC. Brought to you by Lipton's Frisco Lipton tea. You know it's Lipton tea, if it's B-R-I-S-K. You know it's Arthur Godfrey when you hear them play.
Thank you, Peggy Marshall and the Holidays, and George Bryan and Archie Blyer and his underwear. I mean his orchestra. I knew I'd say that someday. And greetings to all you kind folk who came into the studio on this beautiful evening to help us choose a winner tonight. You will please excuse me tonight, will you? They had the Celebrities Golf Tournament in Washington on Saturday, and I'm a little stiff. From walking. Boy, you'd have never seen a goat ranch till you see the Army Navy Country Club golf course in Washington. And I'm so tired, doggone. It's been a long time, it's been years since I caddied 18 holes. There were a lot of Washington bigwigs down there Saturday. Great guys, you know, wonderful fellas that call a spade a spade. And you should hear what they call a golf club. I played with Charles Brennan, the Secretary of Agriculture, and Claire Francis, Chairman of the Board of General Foods, and Happy Chandler. That was the foursome. Mr. Secretary of Agriculture, Charles Brennan, he's a really nice guy to play with. On the first tee, I took a terrific swing at the ball and missed it completely, you know. And he just shook his head sympathetically and said, "Tough course, Arthur." And then Sunday night, I watched the Giants baseball game on television. Giants aren't doing too well, are they? Not very good. As a matter of fact, they're in sixth place. The only thing that looks good in the Giant dugout right now is Lippy DeRocher's wife, Lorraine Day. Let's get to the Talent Scout show, shall we? That Giant is a Chesterfield outfit. This is the Lipton show. I have an agreement with the sponsor, you know. If I can find time for a commercial, he finds time to pay me. So let's get on to the thing here. The first Talent Scout this evening is Dr. Alfred A. Tausch. Hello, doctor. How are you? It's very nice to see you, sir.
Nice to see you, Mr. Godfrey.
What kind of a doctor are you, sir? M.D.?
No. Educational.
Oh, educational. Yes. I see. Ph.D. Yeah.
Well, if you want to call it
that. All right. What do you do?
Principal of Boys High School, Brooklyn.
Well. I bet you there's a lot of alumni in here, huh?
Some 50,000 of them all over the country.
50,000 alumni since you took the job?
Oh, no. But approximately since I've been there.
Is that so? My. Who'd you bring for us tonight, Doctor?
A very unusual group of young men who are graduates of Boys High School.
Uh-huh.
They've been singing together.
Uh-huh. You've known them for years,
I guess. I know every one of them. They're fine. They're fine young Americans.
That's grand. What do they call themselves collectively?
They call themselves the Ethel Burns Melody Men.
Ethel Burns Melody Men. Why Ethel Burns?
She's a teacher at my school. The music department developed them.
I see. She developed them, huh? Ethel Burns Melody Men. Well. And how old would these lads be?
Between 18 and 21. They're all in college now.
All in college now.
They're graduates of Boys High School.
Uh-huh. Have they done any professional work in show business yet?
Yes. They were on the Jack Carter Show. They were with John Gambling. They sang with Toscanini. They gave a command performance for the mayor at Gracie Mansion.
Well,
they've been at Lowy's, and they just finished a return engagement at RKO Palace.
Well, now, that's a pretty fine background, sir. Thank you. All right, Doctor. Let's bring them out here. Thanks ever so much. Here are Ethel Burns' Melody Men.
Collegiate, yes, we are collegiate. Nothing
chest, to the face, to the lips, to the eyes, to the girl who will love us someday. Drink to all the happy hours, to the careless days. Drink to maid or of a mother, the college of our hearts always. Cheer, cheer for old Notre Dame, who wake up the echoes cheering her name. Send a body cheer on high, shake down the thunder from the sky. What though the odds be great or small, old Notre Dame will win over all. While her loyal sons are marching onward to victory, on brave old Army G, on to the fray, fight on to victory, for that's the fearless army way.
Melody Men in a college medley. I suppose you noticed that they didn't sing my alma mater. Dear old International Correspondence School. Incidentally, the 4-year course at ICS now takes 8 years. You see, they cut the post office down to one delivery. Oh, dear. Now there will be a brief pause while I find out if the client's listening. There will be a longer pause if he is. I have something for you, one little commercial. If you like ice cream, you're going to love this commercial because it's all about Lipton Frosty Dessert Mix. Any of you tried that yet? Yeah? Good, huh? Lipton Frosty Dessert Mix. It comes in a fat envelope like this. Nice little fat envelope. And inside of it is some kind of a very funny-looking business. Kind of looks like powdered sugar or something. Gee, it smells good. And it's a very complicated thing to make, you know. What you have to do is mix it with milk and put it in the icebox. Very terrible. Even I can do this. And I'm telling you, if you like ice cream, you will love this frosty dessert mix. It is the most delicious stuff. If you haven't tried it yet, will you please go get some from your grocer? If he hasn't got it, tell him to get off of his counter and go get some. He knows where to get it, the same place he gets the Lipton soup and the Lipton tea. Lipton Frosty Dessert Mix. You mix a little, you put a little fruit in it, slice of peach or some strawberries or pineapple or a little chocolate sauce or something. I'm telling you, it's really something. And it costs so very little. And this thing here will make enough for, well, let me see how many. Makes 5 to 6 servings. So you can be a little tight and spread it to 7. Lipton Frosty Dessert Mix. Go get some. If he's fresh out, he'll have it for you right away. Tell him to get going. Now let's meet our next talent scout, whose name is Marilyn Boschnick. Hello there, Miss Boschnick. How are you? I'm glad to see you. What do you do for a living?
Well, I happen to be private secretary to a humor columnist. His name is High Gardner.
Well, I'll be doggone. High Gardner. You all know High Gardner's column. This is his gal Friday. And if his gal Friday means half as much to him as my gal Friday means to me, you must do all the work.
Well, that is very nice. No, I wish I did, but Mr. Gardner's a very talented guy, and I'm his secretary. I am here.
mix that one up.
I can't.
Bless your heart. I'm just playing with you, honey. I know. And you are absolutely right. There is absolutely no talent here. That's why we have this show. How long have you been working for High?
Well, not too long. I've just been with him several months, and I'm really crazy about it. He's a very wonderful man to work for, as I'm sure you are. I'm sure Mugs...
House is coming home. I knowed you'd get there in line, honey, after a while. Do you really like your job?
Oh, I love it. I really
Good.
Do.
How far ahead is High Gardner with his column?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
He is 4 weeks ahead. He writes for Parade, and he gets them out about from 4 to 5 weeks ahead.
Holy smokes. I never knew a columnist yet that had one ready before 2 hours before deadline. Gee, that's wonderful. He must be a most unusual guy.
Oh, he is, Mr.
I would like to meet him someday. Will you carry my kindest regards to him?
I certainly shall.
And tell him I compliment him on his taste in secretary.
Why, thank you, sir.
Now, who did you bring us?
Well, I brought you a boy singer, and I met him actually through Mr. Gardner. He came to the office one afternoon while I was sitting at my desk, wringing out my Lipton tea bag. I just had my afternoon cup of tea.
Boy, she's living now. I will read High Gardner every day from now on, even though he only writes on Sundays. Go ahead.
He walked into the office. He had this record under his arm. And I was just sitting there, and I heard this beautiful singing coming through the door. And the first thing I said to myself was, this boy is great. Arthur Godfrey should hear him.
Mm-hmm. But why did you think I should hear him? Those are the people you want to hear him out there, the ones that are going to do the voting for you.
Well,
see?
He's out there waiting to
We'll put him right in the Lipton spotlight right now. Thanks to you, Miss Boschnick. Let's have him out here. Bill Andrews.
It isn't fair for you to taunt me. How can you make me care this way? It isn't fair for you to want me if it's just for a day. It isn't fair for you to thrill me. Why do you do the things you do? It isn't fair for you to fill me with those dreams that can't come true, dear. Why is it you came into my life and made it complete? You gave me just a taste of high life. If this is love, then I repeat, it isn't fair for you to taunt me. How can you make me care this way? It isn't fair for you to want me if it's just for today.
And with Bill Andrews. I'm keep looking at a little gadget I got in my hand here that somebody sent me to put over a glass of iced tea. I'm trying to figure out what you would do with it. What are you supposed to do with this thing? It's supposed to keep the thing from dripping all over your chin or something. I don't get it. You folks that haven't got television, you haven't missed anything. It's nothing. Let's meet Mrs. Josephine Cohn, who's our next talent scout. Hello. How do you do? I'm very happy to see you. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, sir.
Cohn, huh?
Oh,
K-O-H-N.
That's right.
Where'd you come from?
Havana.
Havana, huh?
That's right.
Cuba.
Hey, that's a beautiful city, you
kids. It is wonderful.
I had a good time down there. You know our ambassador to Cuba, Bob Butler?
No, I don't know him.
Oh, he's such a... He has such a lovely place there.
Yeah, Havana's pretty. All of it.
It sure is. When did you come here?
Oh, I came here a long time ago. I went to school in Boston.
Oh, did you?
Huh?
Boston?
Uh-huh.
And you, obviously, are married to somebody very lucky named Cone, huh?
That's right.
What's
Van
he doing?
He has his own export firm now.
Exporting to Cuba?
Partly to Cuba, Latin America, Europe.
Oh.
Wherever he can export.
I see. We import some very nice things from Cuba.
Sugar, rum.
Sugar, rum. Bacardi. High octane. Yeah. Whom? Now, you were educated in Boston, is that right? Whom? Whom did you bring as whom?
I brought Vina Barndon, and she's a pianist. She is from Australia.
Ah.
And at 18, she had already had her master's in music, and then she toured all through Australia, and eventually she was sent to England, where she studied with Myra Hess, and also Benno Mosevich.
Uh-huh.
And then there she toured all through. She made her debut with the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
Is that so? The London Philharmonic. Huh?
Uh-huh. And then she toured all over London, worked for BBC, and she had 400 concerts for the boys, you know, for the Allied troops when they were there. Then after the war, she came over here.
Well, we're very happy you brought her to us, Mrs. Cohn. Thanks a great deal. Let's have the Lipton spotlight on your discovery. Vina Barndon. fund. I have a little note here that says this country needs more nurses, needs them badly, 50,000 of them, because the demand for nurses has never been greater. It's a pretty good profession, being a nurse, you know. Get a wonderful training, terrific background that allows you to go into a lot of interesting professions like hospital administration, research, training, airlines, foreign service, to say nothing about making you a better wife and a better mother. So if you're a high school graduate or a college student, you'd think about this, go to your nearest hospital and get all the particulars. You'll be in the same league with a fine bunch of women. Speaking of fine women, let's meet one. Mrs. George Marks. Mrs. George Marks. Hello there. I'm glad to see you, Ms. Marks. You have a very professional look about yourself. Are you in show business?
Yes, I am. I'm a professional singer.
What's your professional name?
Virginia LeRae.
Virginia LeRae.
Right.
Well, well, well. And where have you been working recently?
Well, recently I'm singing three nights at AFD, and then I do occasional performances on the weekends. I sang some in New Jersey a couple of weeks back.
Good, good, good.
Traviata.
You like it, don't you? Huh?
Surely do.
There's no business like show business,
That's
huh?
That's right.
All right. Whom did you bring us?
I brought Diane Dixon. She's a young California soprano.
Uh-huh.
And she was 7 months on the road with The Grandfather's Folly. She was a prima donna of the show. And then she worked recently with Fifi Dorsey at the Greenwich Village Inn.
La la.
Also, she toured with Ezra Stone in You Bet Your Life.
See, that's quite a background, Mrs. Marks. Quite a background. Thanks ever so much for bringing her here. Let's put her in the spotlight of the Lipton Tea outfit and see what happens. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Diane Dixon.
You've gone away. This aching
Diane and Dixon. Diane Dixon. Now we're going to have them all back again with us here in a minute to do a reprise while we ask the audience to vote for them. I would like very much to know if you agree with me that the coolest, most refreshing drink in America today is a glass of iced tea. And if you haven't had a glass of iced Lipton's tea lately, in the afternoon, you just don't know what a brisk tea can be. I like a little ice with mine. You see, I'm driving and I must dilute it. Boy, I'm telling you, there just isn't anything nicer than this when you're tired and hot. A nice, tall, long, cool glass of iced Lipton tea. And I wish I could pass among you with this thing and have each one of you have a sip of it. Boy, this is good. I love this job. Salute Pesades, you muy tiempo para gastarlas. Oh, boy. Go get yourself some brisk Lipton tea and enjoy it like that. It's so good. Now, let's see who wins tonight, huh? You folks all ready to vote? We'll bring them out here. The Ethel Burns Melody Men was the first group.
Anchors away, my boy.
The next one, Billy Andrews.
It isn't fair for you to taunt me.
Then the pianist, Vina Barndon. The soprano, Diane Dixon.
The sky is blue.
You gave the Melody Men 100 plus 3, but you gave Miss Dixon 100 plus 2. That's too close. I'll give it to both of them. Thanks a whole lot.
Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts was developed by Irving Mansfield and produced to Lipton D by Jack Carney. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.